みなさんこんにちは、ジャパニーズポッドです。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
Peter here. Onomatopoeia lesson number 23. Baked goods. Cornucopia of onomatopoeia.
Natsuko desu. Konnichiwa. Hi everyone. This is Natsuko.
Welcome to JapanesePod101.com's Onomatopoeia series. In this series, we're exploring the world of Japanese onomatopoeia.
There are two types of Japanese onomatopoeia. Gyongo and Gitaigo.
Gyongo are the true onomatopoeia that mimic sounds like our English onomatopoeia.
Such as goro goro, as in kaminari ga goro goro naru.
The rumbling sound of thunder.
Or dom.
Bang. Gitaigo, on the other hand, describe a situation, feeling, or state using sound.
For example, pika, as in sora ga pikatto hikaru.
The sky lights up. We hope you'll join us on this enjoyable ride into the wonderful world of Japanese onomatopoeia. Without further ado, let's get on with the lesson. We'll be introducing onomatopoeia in situations with an upper beginner, lower intermediate level dialogue. So, Natsuko-san, what are we learning in this lesson?
食べ物の味や歯ごたえを表す擬態語と擬音語です。
In this lesson, you will learn how to describe the flavor and texture of food using onomatopoeia.
We're 100% sure that you'll find this lesson useful when you're talking about food.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, Natsuko-san. The conversation is between?
男の子と女の子です。A boy and a girl. 多分高校生ですね。
They're probably high school students.
Now, where does this conversation take place?
学校 at school. 食べ物について話しています。
And they're talking about food.
それから、多分この女の子はこの男の子が好きだと思いますよ。
So you think the girl likes the boy?
Yes.
Okay. Let's listen to the conversation.
Aoi ちゃん、この前はケーキありがとう。
どうだった？
なんか外はカッチカチで、中はパッサパサだったよ。
本当？作った時はパサパサに見えなかったけど、時間が経って硬くなったのかな。
うちのお母さん、お菓子作るの上手なんだ。母さんのケーキは外はふんわり、中はしっとり、クッキーはサクサクで美味しいんだ。
へえ。
この前作ってくれたアップルパイは外はパリッとして、中はとろっと熱々で最高に美味しかった。
へえ。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
葵ちゃん、この前はケーキありがとう。
どうだった？
なんか、外はカッチカチで、中はパッサパサだったよ。
え？本当？作った時はパサパサに見えなかったけど、時間が経って硬くなったのかな？
うちのお母さん、お菓子作るの上手なんだ。母さんのケーキは、外はふんわり、中はしっとり、クッキーはサクサクでおいしいんだ。
へえ。
この前、作ってくれたアップルパイは、外はパリッ として、中はとろっと熱々で、最高に美味しかった。
へえ。
次は英語が入ります。
葵ちゃん、この前はケーキありがとう。
葵、thanks for the cake the other day.
どうだった
?How was it?
なんか外はカッチカチで中はパッサパサだったよ。
Well, it was hard on the outside and dry and flaky on the inside.
え?本当?
What? Really?
作った時はパサパサに見えなかったけど、時間が経って硬くなったのかな?
It didn't look dry and flaky when I made it. I wonder if it got stale over time.
うちのお母さん、お菓子作るの上手なんだ。
You know, my mom is really good at making sweets.
母さんのケーキは、外はふんわり、中はしっとり。
The cakes she makes are soft on the outside and moist on the inside.
クッキーはサクサクで美味しいんだ。
And the cookies she makes are crunchy and delicious.
へえ。
Wow.
この前作ってくれたアップルパイは、外はパリッとして、中はとろっと熱々で最高に美味しかった。
The apple pie she made the other day was crispy on the outside and the inside was hot and thick. It was amazingly good.
へえ。
わお。
So I think this girl likes the boy, and so she made a cake herself for him.
This conversation seems like it takes place around Valentine's Day.
Oh yes, maybe. But unfortunately, the cake was not so good.
なんでそう思いますか? Why do you think that? Why do you think the cake is not good?
それは会話に出てきた擬音語、擬態語を読むとわかります。
So because of the onomatopoeia, which ones in particular?
We're gonna cover those in just a minute.
Now, Natsuko-san, there's a lot of onomatopoeia in the dialogue.
Yes.
But the phrase, atsu-atsu, is that also an onomatopoeia?
そうです。擬態語ですね。Yes, it's an onomatopoeia expression.
Does it come from the adjective atsui, hot?
Exactly. Atsu-atsu comes from the adjective Atsui, hot. Usually, onomatopoeia is written using either katakana or hiragana, but atsu-atsu can be written in kanji.
なるほど。Very interesting. Now, can you think of any other onomatopoeia that originally come from an adjective?
How about maru-maru? Well-rounded is one.
I see. Marui is an adjective that means round.
Yes.
And maru-maru?Is an onomatopoeia that means very round or well-rounded.
Maru-maru could also mean whole or entire, as in a whole week. Maru-maru 一週間.
Now, some onomatopoeia originate from verbs, right?
Yes, that's correct. Such as nobi-nobi, freely or unconstrained. Nobi-nobi is from the verb nobiru, to grow, to increase in length, or to stretch.
See, that's interesting because in the previous lesson, we mentioned that there are some onomatopoeia that can become verbs.
Right. And the opposite can also happen. 逆もあります。
Very interesting. 勉強になりました。Now we're going to take a detailed look into the onomatopoeia we covered in this lesson. The first one has to do with texture.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, can you introduce us to the first onomatopoeia we're going to cover?
Sure. 外はカッチカチで中はパッサパサだったよ。
The outside was hard, and the inside was dry and flaky.
カッチカチ and パッサパサ are onomatopoeia. The original form should be カチカチ and パサパサ.
カチカチ describes hardness, right?
Yes.
And パサパサ means dry or dried out or hard to touch.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the dialogue, a small ツ, a stop sound, was inserted in between the first syllableand the second syllable, to give it more emphasis.
Right. カチカチ becomes カチカチ, and パサパサ becomes パサパサ.
It's interesting. If you listen to it, you could hear the emphasis.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, is it common to insert a small ツ, a stop sound, between the first and second syllable?
Well, for repetitive onomatopoeia, I think people sometimes put a 小さいツ for emphasis.
Again, it's a stop sound.
Yes.熱々 becomes atsu-atsu, extremely hot. And niko-niko becomes niko-niko, smile from ear to ear.
And if you just listen to it, you hear the stop sound, you could really feel the emphasis.
Yes. But please be careful because they may sound a little casual.
Okay, let's check the opposite onomatopoeia. Pasa-pasa. Pasa-pasa no hantai wa nan desu ka? What's the opposite onomatopoeia of the phrase pasa-pasa, meaning dry?
I guess it would be shittori.
Moist or soft to the touch. And how about the opposite onomatopoeia of kachi-kachi? Kachi-kachi no hantai wa nan desu ka?
Probably funwari or fuwa-fuwa.
Ah, fluffy or soft.
Yes.
Or kind of light.
Mm-hmm. For example, wataame, cotton candy, wa funwari or fuwa-fuwa shiteimasu ne.
So you describe cotton candy as funwari or fuwa-fuwa.
Yes. The opposite word of kachi-kachi could be toro.
Melt smoothly. I heard the word toro used when talking about tuna fish comes from this onomatopoeia.
Oh, I see.
Now, toro usually means the fat belly meat of tuna.
Yes.
Since the fat content is really high, you put toro in your mouth and it instantly melts away. That's why it's called toro.
Yes, that must be right. Toro is one of the most popular sushi toppings in Japan.
So Natsuko, before we go on, I have a question.
何ですか?
In this lesson's dialogue, we had pari and saku-saku.
Yes.
But these both mean crispy or crunchy, right?
Yes.
So what's the difference?
Ah, that's a good question. I'd say the pari and saku are pretty much interchangeable. But I feel like we tend to use pari for something thin. For example, フランスパンの皮はパリパリしている.
The crust of a baguette, French loaf, is crispy.
Whereas, このショートブレッドはサクサクして美味しい.
This shortbread cookie is crunchy and good. And so when we're talking about the French bread, we're just talking about the kind of burnt part on the outside, right?
Yes, the crust.
And that's really thin. That makes perfect sense. And that's why in the dialogue he used pari-pari for pie crust and saku-saku for cookies.
Right. But again, they're very similar.
Because the pie crust is kind of thick.
Sometimes.
So in this lesson, we introduced onomatopoeia that describe food.
Right. Such as atsu-atsu, very hot. Kachi-kachi, hard. Pasa-pasa, dry, and so on.
So Natsuko-san, how do you describe the cheesecake you were eating before the recording?
Oh, that cheesecake? しっとりしていました. It was very moist. But the bottom part was サクサクでした. 美味しかったですよ. It was delicious.
Okay, in the next lesson, you learn how to describe a person's appearance.
楽しみにしててください.
Please look forward to it.
あおいちゃん、この前はケーキありがとう。どうだった？なんか外はカッチカチで中はパッサパサだったよ。え、本当？作った時はパサパサに見えなかったけど、時間が経って硬くなったのかな？うちのお母さんお菓子作るの上手なんだ。母さんのケーキは外はふんわり、中はしっとり。 クッキーはサクサクで美味しいんだ。へえ。この前作ってくれたアップルパイは、外はパリッとして、中はトロッと熱々で、最高に美味しかった。
へえ。